insecure. I know sometimes it's hard for you and a nigga on tour. She feel like I've been cheating, creeping on the low. If only she knew, I'd give her the world. You're not the same anymore and I can feel it. I put my love before my pride, but you can't see it. I came, I saw, that's it, I'm gone. In them day, I baby girl can't do this no more. I came, I saw, that's it, I'm gone. In them day, I baby girl can't do this no more.
The show, this is Flyboy Q, Ryan Blaze, Jordan Moosey, and Luther October bringing Botswana and Zambia together. Coming up next is your news bulletin. Do stay tuned for that.
Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. The power. Power. 90.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. Power FM News.
President Hichilema urges new appointees to align with UPND vision. The Zambia Army Marine Section of the Commando Unit has taken charge of the search operation for the two miners who were allegedly thrown into the Gwerere River. Within international news, Kenyan man arrested for allegedly luring citizens to Kenyan man arrested for allegedly luring citizens to fight in Ukraine. And finally, sports news, Fast told to engage a CAF over controversial Confederation Cup decision.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The Zambia Army Marine Section of the Commando Unit has taken charge of the search operation, for the two miners who were allegedly thrown into the Ngwere River by their father's co-wife. This follows the fire brigade's failure to retrieve the bodies. An underwater search operation is currently underway within the Ngwere River. According to police, the tragic incident is suspected to have been instigated by a jealousy-driven co-wife or mainini. Despite intensive search efforts by the fire brigade, no bodies have been found at the scene or nearby, prompting the involvement of the Zambia Army Marines. Meanwhile, 26-year-old co-housewife Mary Chikalika from Lusaka's Minwood Phase 4 area has been arrested in connection with the incident involving the two miners, aged 6 and 2. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo did say that Mr. Kamanga reported that his second wife allegedly threw his still children from his first marriage to Fani Kainji into the river. Preliminary investigations indicate that Mr. Kamanga is within a polygamous marriage and married to Chikalika on January 10, 2025.
The Zambia Police Service, through Chelston Police Station, has detained Mary Kachilika, age 26, of Minwood, Kwamwena Phase 4, for the alleged murder of two children, aged 16 and 2 years respectively. The arrest follows a report received on February 25, 2026, at around 14:30 hours by Kwamwena Police Post from Mr. Titus Kamanga, age 29 of Minwood, Kwamwena Phase 5. Mr. Kamanga reported that his second wife, Mary Kachilika, allegedly threw his two children from his first wife, Fani Kaninji, age 26, into the Ngwerere River. The incident is alleged to have occurred around 12 hours near Ngwerere River in Minwood Phase 5. Preliminary investigations indicate that the complainant is in a polygamous marriage, having married his second wife on January 10, 2025. The second wife reportedly has experienced disputes arising from jealousy, as one wife has children while the other does not.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called on newly appointed government officials and diplomats to fully align their work with the agenda of the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, emphasizing that public service demands total commitment to the administration's National Transformation and Economic Stability Program. Speaking during a swearing-in ceremony at State House, the head of state underscored the importance of shared vision and purpose among those entrusted with public office. The ceremony included the appointment of Joseph Akafumba as High Commissioner Designate to Nigeria, President Hichilema reflected on the progress made since the UPND assumed office on August 24, 2021, describing the period as one marked by economic recovery and structural reform. He noted that the country has moved from negative growth to a stronger economic position and has made strides in restructuring its debt, improving its standing as an investment destination. The head of state also cited the restoration of order in markets and bus stations as part of broader efforts to reinforce the rule of law and promote a stable business environment. Highlighting fiscal discipline as a cornerstone of his administration, President Hichilema said prudent management of public resources has enabled the government to expand social services. He pointed to the introduction of free education, the scaling up of school feeding programs, and increased recruitment of teachers and other public service workers as key achievements supported by improved financial management. Addressing senior officials, including the Controller of Internal Audits, the President urged him to strengthen internal oversight systems and contribute positively to national development.
Most of you have been in government, if not all of you, before, for many years, and you have seen the vision of this government, the UPND New Dawn government. You need to align your work with this vision. The Bible is clear, two cannot walk together unless they are agreed. What do you agree to? The vision of the UPND New Dawn government. You cannot serve in a government whose vision you don't agree. The best is not to accept the appointment. So therefore you cannot continue using your roles to do other things contrary to the vision of this government. What's the vision of this government? To make this country better for all our citizens. Ultimately to grow the economy. Then we can support citizens. Simple. It's not complicated. It's very simple. But more importantly, because of investments, trade, growth, to increase jobs in the private sector, in the mines and elsewhere. You have a role to play as Controller of Internal Audit to keep pushing that positivity, not to drag the country down.
Opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, has cautioned against the manipulation of the ongoing delimitation exercise, insisting that the constitutional process must not be used as a political survival tool for underperforming members of parliament. DPP President Antonio Mwanza expressed concern that some incumbent lawmakers who have failed to deliver tangible development, effective oversight or meaningful representation are viewing the exercise as an opportunity to restructure their political fortunes. Mr. Mwanza stressed that delimitation is intended to enhance equal representation and improve governance in line with constitutional provisions and should not serve as a refuge for underperformance or a shield against accountability. He argued that where MPs have failed their constituents, the solution lies in not redrawing electoral boundaries, but allowing citizens to pass judgment at the ballot box. Mr. Mwanza further emphasized that electoral boundaries must be determined strictly by population data and constitutional requirements, not by political insecurity or personal threats, or interest rather. He maintained that no reform process should be driven by incumbents' decisions and desperation for political survival, underscoring that the integrity of Zambia's democratic framework must take precedence over individual ambitions.
That the ongoing delimitation exercise must not become a political survival tool for members of parliament who have failed to deliver. Delimitation is a constitutional process which is meant to enhance fair representation, and it's not a mechanism to rescue members of parliament who have failed to deliver in the 2026 general elections. Where members of parliament have not delivered, the solution is not redrawing boundaries, but ensuring accountability through the ballot by allowing the people in those particular constituencies to remove those underperforming members of parliament.
And within a separate development, veteran media personality and legendary DJ Chishala Chitoshi, popularly known as Gesh Groove, says the evolution from analog to digital broadcasting has permanently reshaped the radio industry. Speaking within a recent episode of the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, Gesh Groove reflected on his early days in radio when music was played from tapes, reel-to-reel machines and compact discs. Today, he noted the industry has gone fully digital, changing not only how content is produced, but also how it is consumed. When describing the technological shift as necessary and positive for growth, he expressed concern over what he called a growing culture of copy and paste content in modern broadcasting. Gesh Groove observed that globalization and online streaming have erased traditional broadcast boundaries, adding that presenters are no longer speaking only to their immediate communities, but to a potentially global audience. However, he warned that many stations are falling into monotony by recycling the same trending stories and playing the same heavy rotation music, content that listeners can easily access on their mobile phones. He also cautioned broadcasters against blindly imitating international trends without considering their relevance to local audiences. Guest Groove attributed his longevity in the industry to deliberately avoiding the crowd and carving out a unique identity. He encouraged young presenters, including those at stations such as Flavor FM, to